He's been investigating the supernatural and paranormal since he was 15, and now he's hunting for a book written by a demon. Tonight, I sit down with Wally Fitch and find out what drives his fascination for the unknown. I'm Jules St. Vincent, and this is Profiles. Hi, Wally, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, Jewel. Happy to be here.
Now, you've been investigating the paranormal for a long time. How'd you get started?
Well, Jewel, you know, conspiracies, the supernatural, paranormal, all those kinds of things always interested me. As I got older, I realized that there were many things that we don't understand, and that there are truths within the lie. So I kind of decided to go beyond the events themselves in my investigations, and really look for the overall truth that they tell.
You've investigated several famous places. Tell me about the Red Room at the White House.
I don't talk about my investigations.
Aw, come on. What was going on and how did you get involved?
Sorry, Jewel. I don't kiss and tell. The relationship that I have with the people that I do investigations for is, it's sort of like a doctor-patient thing. You know, privacy is key, and while I may list some of the famous places that I've investigated to show my credibility and all that, I won't ever divulge the details of any of the investigations themselves.
All right, fair enough, but can you talk about why you turned down investigating the Stanley Hotel, Queen Mary, and other high-profile hauntings?
Well, you know, so many people have investigated all those places. And frankly, none of those locations fit my criteria.
Criteria?
Well, Jewel, my approach is a little bit different. I do an investigation for only two reasons. First, to help someone that needs my help. And second, if it brings me closer to the truth.
And the Amityville House met your criteria?
Yeah, it did, actually. Most people only know the movie or the book, which was a great story. But it was mostly fiction. There was a lot going on in that house, and that investigation really helped me connect a lot of the dots.
And what dots were those?
Again, I don't talk about my investigations, but I will say that it reinforced my theory that society prefers to believe in social lies rather than the hard truth.
Social lies?
Yeah, see, society has created these truths that make up our belief systems. Many believe that their Bible is true, yet think hunting for a book written by a demon is insane. You're crazy if you believe in ghosts, but not in an all-knowing God who lives up in the clouds. See, for me, I believe in everything and nothing at the same time. You have to question everything and understand that you don't know what you don't know.
So do ghosts exist?
Well, I'll tell you, I've seen enough to know that they exist. Now, exactly what they are is something I haven't been able to answer yet. Are they lost spirits? Are they souls stuck in purgatory? I really don't know.
Is there anything you've seen multiple times but still can't explain?
Well, sure. Paranormal is full of things that can't be explained quite yet. But I think the biggest thing that I've seen over and over and over is something that I call gratuitous darkness.
Gratuitous darkness?
Yeah. So gratuitous darkness is the kind of darkness that drives creativity. It's intriguing to me because you don't often see darkness give something. Usually darkness just takes what it wants and leaves its carnage behind.
Why do you think it's a darkness driving creativity?
Well, if you look at how many artists have had depression, how many were alcoholics? I mean, Beethoven died of liver failure from alcohol abuse. The Scream was inspired from one of Munch's hallucinations. Van Gogh cut off his ear and eventually committed suicide. You can't spend every day inside your mind without side effects.
Okay, well, let's switch gears and talk about your latest investigation. This one you are willing to talk about. In fact, you're documenting every part of it.
Yeah, this one's a little different.
You're trying to find a book written by a demon.
Indeed I am.
You have to admit, it sounds a bit crazy.
Crazier than Jesus coming back to life 3 days after being killed by 12 guys at a dinner party? Or maybe Moses thinking a burning bush is God talking to him? Yeah, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that think I'm crazy, but I don't look at things as crazy or not crazy. Again, I'm looking for the truth about this book and its author, not to reinforce society's belief systems.
Do you think the book exists?
Well, when I was on my world tour, I kept hearing the same three stories over and over and over. And normally I write these off to just local legends or superstitions or something along those lines. But this time the stories were so similar, almost word for word, that it really disturbed me. And since then, I've seen and heard things that suggest that it's a very real possibility. Now, I'm not sure about it being written by a demon. I'm not necessarily sold on that theory, but I do believe that the book exists.
Couldn't one argue that this is just some sort of lost book of fables?
No, I don't think so. See, I have tapes of an old woman that claims to have helped a demon steal souls. And I've authenticated these tapes, and they're absolutely 100% legit. Now, the thing about these tapes is that they directly corroborate one of the stories that I heard on tour.
That sounds creepy.
Yeah, I've seen a lot in my years, and these tapes are the one thing that creep me out and continue to creep me out. You know, I'm not sure when this interview will air, but I'm going to be doing a podcast episode where I actually play the tapes for everybody and go through them.
Well, I'm sorry to say, Wally Fitch, but we're out of time. Thank you and good luck.
Well, thanks, Joel.
Wally won't reveal what he believes is in the book, but you can follow Wally's investigation at awalkindarkness.com. I'm Joel St. Vincent. Thank you for listening. Real Precious Metals up next with special guest, Grand Reserva.